Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. When Barack Obama was elected president, there was all kind of hope and euphoria sweeping this country, embracing the world, engulfing the earth, because people were thinking that now, after 8 years of the Bush rule, things would change. The relationship which had become quite bad, especially between Mr. Bush and his administration and the Arab world, and Mr. Bush's administration and continental Europe, would get much better under President Obama. Now, we have told you from the outset, and you might check up on us if you don't believe me now, go back to our Standing Watch programs, which we did at the time when President Obama was elected, that this was hopeful thinking, that that wouldn't happen. That the relationship between especially Europe and the United States of America, and also between the Arab world and the United States of America, would continue to deteriorate. We knew this because we understood and understand what the Bible tells us, because that is exactly what the Bible tells us. I'd like to give you now a very brief overview over what happened this last week, insofar as Europe is concerned, insofar as the Arab world is concerned, and insofar as the United States of America is concerned, and even other countries such as the State of Israel. Now, here's an article by the Daily Mail, dated September 24. Listen carefully what they say. This is, of course, a newspaper from England, from Great Britain. As the markets went into free fall over the last few days, the deterioration in relations between the U.S. and the countries of the single currency, the Eurozone, has become frightening. Here's an article by the Washington Post from September 24, talking about how Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was giving advice to the Europeans as to how they should solve their economic problems. It goes on to say that former German European Central Bank board member Jürgen Stark fired back at Geithner that it wasn't fair to blame the Eurozone for a crisis with roots in the United States. Now, that was harmless in comparison to some other comments. Here's one by the Telegraph, another British paper, reporting on September 28, Germany and America were on a collision course on Tuesday night over the handling of Europe's debt crisis after Berlin told the White House to sort out its own mess before giving gratuitous advice to others. And that had to do with a speech President Obama gave to them, telling them what they should do. The German media reacted with furor. Here's an article by the Mass Circulation Bild, which I like to quote to you, saying this: Obama's lecture on the euro crisis is overbearing, arrogant, and absurd. In a nutshell, he is claiming that Europe is to blame for the current financial crisis, which is scaring the world. Excuse me? The American president seems to have forgotten a few details. The most important trigger of the financial and economic crisis was U.S. banks and their insane real estate dealings. The U.S. is still piling up debt. The American Congress is crippled by a battle between the right and the left. The banks are gambling just as recklessly as they did before the crisis. The president's scolding is a pathetic attempt to distract attention from his own failures. How embarrassing! Now, this is not the kind of language you heard when Mr. Obama was elected. At that time, he was extremely popular in Germany. He isn't any more. Here's an article by the Financial Daily Handelsblatt saying this: that is not how friends talk to each other. That applies particularly to friends who have themselves failed to get a handle on their own self-made crisis. And then they go on to say that what President Obama did, it wasn't only fundamentally wrong, but it's downright pitiful and sad. You didn't even hear these kind of comments when President Bush was in power. And the reason is there was so much hope for real change. And now the allies are disappointed because they realize not only isn't there any real change, it's getting worse and worse. But you see, it's not only the relationship between the United States of America and continental Europe, especially Germany, which has hit the headlines. Also, the relationship between the Arab world and President Obama and the United States of America is deteriorating with lightning speed. Here's an article by the Canada's Globe and Mail, and also France AFP. They published a comment by Prince El Hassan bin Talal, who is the brother of Jordan's late King Hussein, and of course the uncle of the present king, King Abdullah II. That was published on September 23. And in this editorial, he said, "It is becoming harder and harder to believe that the United States is capable of negotiating a peace between the parties. The U.S. cannot be relied on to guarantee Palestinian rights. It lacks the heart and moral conviction to be a sincere and impartial partner for peace." I have an article here by the Australian Today's Zaman, dated September 22. They published an article by Gareth Evans, who is Australia's foreign minister from 1988 to 1996. He is now the chancellor of the Australian National University. I'd like to just give you this one quote. He says, being on the wrong side of history is never a comfortable position. That is exactly where the U.S., Israel, and its closest friends, including my own country, Australia, will be. If they resist the tide of international sentiment in favor of moving now to recognize Palestinian statehood, which, of course, America is not willing to do at this point. It goes even further. Here's an article by the Arab News, which is claiming to be the Middle East's leading English language daily. They wrote on September 24, "The U.S. has once again betrayed Palestinians and abdicated its global leadership role." They go on to say, so where do we go from here? "It's high time the world community took charge of the Middle East situation, initiating bold measures to deliver justice to the Palestinians. There is merit in French President Sarkozy's suggestion, mark this well, that Arabs and Europeans work together to resolve this long festering conflict. The Bible is telling us that Europe will get heavily involved trying to create peace in the Middle East, but they will resort to military means to do that." That's clearly prophesied in your Bible. Even the Jewish paper Haaretz wrote on September 23 that, looking at all the things which are going on, they say these are clear indications that the era of Pax Americana in the Middle East is over. The concept that America is going to bring peace to the Middle East, that concept, they say, is over. It's not going to happen. Don't rely on America. They're not going to be able to do it. Lebanon's The Daily Star wrote on September 22, "Popular uprisings have broken out in a number of Arab countries where people have been paying attention to what Washington has said and done. For the most part, they have been disappointed, and they are certainly going to be disappointed by Obama's latest stance on the region, a flagrant declaration of bias toward Israel and the kind of same old policy." This is very remarkable in light of the fact that Mr. Obama gave all kinds of speeches trying to create a better relationship with the Arab world. They are very, very disappointed, as continental Europe is very disappointed. Now, Israel will also be very disappointed, because now there is another twist in American policy. Here's an article by the New York Sun, dated September 27, saying this: "Secretary of State Clinton, in a sharp departure from her stance when she was a senator, is warning that any American action, even symbolically, toward recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel must be avoided, for the reason that it would jeopardize the peace process." Can we see, my friends, how America is becoming more and more alienated and isolated in the world? And there are reasons. The Bible has prophesied that that exactly is going to happen. The Church of God has celebrated yesterday the annual Feast of Trumpets. And on that feast day, I gave a sermon talking about events which we are seeing right now developing, which the Bible has prophesied thousands of years ago, which will culminate in an outright war between the United States of America and Great Britain, and on the one hand, and continental Europe on the other. This sermon is titled The Feast of Trumpets in Isaiah, and I'm quoting exclusively from the prophet Isaiah, showing everyone who is willing to listen and to hear what is being prophesied. Now, this sermon has been posted on YouTube, so you can easily find it there. You can also go to our website, eternalgod.org, and you find the video version, and you can also find the audio version. I encourage you strongly to listen to that sermon, to watch it, because you will hear things stated from the Bible you have probably never heard before if you're not familiar with those prophecies. They will shock you. These are not pleasant prophecies. These are warnings from God what is going to happen to us, to our people, because we are living in a way which is an abomination to God. God calls us ungodly nations. So when these disasters strike, which they will, let's not blame other nations. Let's not blame God. We have only ourselves to blame. It's no use to just put our head in the sand and pretend these things are not happening and we just don't want to know, because it's going to happen whether you know it or not. But if you do know, and if you do take heed, there is protection for you in the wings. There is a possibility to be protected from these things which are going to take place. We are seeing how they are developing right now. Within a few years from now, these disasters will strike. You better understand that. And you had better be warned, and you had better take measures today which will help you to survive in the future. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.